Airport delays caused by the sequester may soon be a thing of the past. The legislation gives the FAA flexibility so air traffic controllers can get back to work. Critics say those budget cuts only impact a small minority of the public, like business people and lawmakers themselves, while other parts of sequestration are hitting more vulnerable populations, like low-income school children. But will just changing one agency's cuts hurt lawmakers' ability to undo other parts of the sequester that are less visible? Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine doesn't think so.
We owe it to our citizens to try to find solutions.
The FAA bill leaves in place furloughs at other government agencies. On Thursday, Virginia Democratic Congressman Jim Moran said he'd oppose the bill, but in the end, he went along with the majority of his party and supported it. Democratic leaders vowed to oppose bills undoing just small pieces of sequestration, but they caved to pressure from the airline industry and the flying public just before taking off for a week-long recess. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.